with the purchase?
All righty, it is now 5:25, calling an open session back in order. As to, like to make a motion in, to set the final contract for the real estate property at 200 South Kennedy and Willis. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It passes. I also make a motion in regards to the real estate property at 809 West Seaman Street, Conroe, to make an offer on the property. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, very good. Real quickly, we're going to do the interview process for the legal counsel contract. I guess we start out, Mr. Aguilar, can you give us a short 5-minute review of your qualifications and how you're qualified for the job?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. May I sit down or would you like me to stand?
However you feel comfortable.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see a blinking green light.
That's it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, hold it up.
Hold it up to your face.
Well, it should be green, shouldn't it?
Yeah, just hold it up where we can hear you.
Oh, sounds good.
So it records it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is beyond me, by the way. I've never used one of these. I will start with a brief intro about myself. I will then go into my practice and what I do. And then I will open up for a few questions. My name's Art Aguilar. I moved to Montgomery County in 2021. I have been here ever since. I carry a practice there in Montgomery, Texas. I am married with one daughter. I am a former teacher and U.S. Army veteran, post 9/11 GWAT veteran. I graduated from the University of Houston Law Center in 2017. With my JD, I have a BA in government and a master's degree in public policy. That is basically my background. My current practice is threefold. I specialize in business litigation, and some folks might want to call that contracts. I like to think of business litigation, which falls under commercial litigation. Commercial litigation has several threads, but overall, business litigation, real estate litigation, and construction litigation, in my opinion, falls under construction litigation. So my expertise is in those three. I also carry heavy practice in personal injury trial law. Obviously, I've been doing that. I've been involved in these three practices for the last 8 years repetitively. I was first hired by arguably the oldest law firm in Texas called Royston, Razor, Vickery, and Williams. Was established in 1892 out of Galveston Island, and there I did work for insurers in regards to real property, admiralty law, business litigation, and construction law, and I've basically been doing the same thing ever since. But this time, not just for insurers or defendants, but for plaintiffs as well. Right now, as you may know, real estate is very hot in this county. And so when it comes to real estate litigation, real estate contracts, and real estate transactions, that has made up a large portion of my practice in the last, I would say, 18 months. I would say a good 40%. In fact, I tried two real estate cases in Judge Bay's court just last month. And so I'm pretty fresh off of, you know, trial law in regards to real estate. My other half of the practice right now, which is very hot, is construction litigation, which deals with, you know, contracts, breach of contracts, procurement, et cetera, collection. And so most of my clients, which are established, have a heavy construction background and rely on me for that. As well as my business litigation docket, I service several small mom-and-pop companies, some of which rely on me heavily and weekly, some of them, on general counsel advice to give him legal advice on issues in regards to tax, litigation, you know, procurement, employee issues, even some immigration issues. And so with that, I believe I am a well-rounded individual, which satisfactory credentials to apply for the position. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. And I'm open to any questions at this point.
All right, well, we'll hold on there. Mr. Snyder, could you quickly do a little 5-minute summary?
Thank you, board, I appreciate that. Thank you for serving, I appreciate that also, Art. I believe you're all familiar with me. I've represented the board the past 2.5 years. I've been practicing law 34 years. My primary practice is 80% governmental entities. I've been city attorney for Huntsville since 2004, for Splendor since 2007, Magnolia 2004 and Huntsville 2009. So I've had long-lasting relationships with governmental entities. I've spoken at TML and their annual conference several times. I've taught business ethics and business law at Laternal University for 10 years as an adjunct professor. I have over at least 15 jury trials under my belt. I've done business litigation, business debt-to-debt collections. I've done arbitrations and collection actions between doctors and Medicare and Blue Cross Blue Shield. I've lived in Montgomery County since 2007. I am been married happily 34 years, have 5 grandchildren and 2 daughters. I have worked with this board. I've enjoyed working with y'all. I appreciate the opportunity to resubmit my application. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This question is for both gentlemen, starting with Mr. Aguilar. The services you provide, what is your hourly rate? What is the fee schedule that you have in mind for the job that we're currently hiring for?
So the hourly rate is very negotiable, and I'm open to a schedule that, you know, it's sort of rounds off, right, depending on the assignment. At this point in my career, I charge clients anywhere between $285 an hour up until $350 an hour, depending on the complexity of the task. And so I believe I submitted a fee schedule which was $325 an hour. Of course, if you're the board requests work that is rather routine and quite frankly not complex at all, I don't see myself billing at $325 an hour. I'm very open to a negotiated rate for certain tasks. You know, I understand it's quite frankly, you know, much easier to do some of the legal tasks that need to be performed rather than complex, you know, commercial IP work.
Okay. All right. Mr. Snyder.
Thank you. My rate for doing governmental work for any governmental entity is $240 an hour. My private rate ranges between $395 and $495 an hour for private clients.
Okay. All right. Before I ask another question, does anybody have any questions?
No.
Wait till you get through.
Okay. I'm sorry, Chris?
Yeah, I'll wait till you get through.
Okay. No, go ahead. You got a question.
Mr. Aguilar, have you ever represented any local government entities at all?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you ever negotiated or done a contract for any local government entity? I know you've litigated on real estate, but you've never done a contract for a local government entity.
For the local government entity as my client, no.
As your client?
No.
Okay.
Against government entities, yes.
Okay. Are you intimately familiar with all the rules and regulations that go along with both real estate and procurement contracts for government entities?
I would say that I am familiar and qualified to do the work, yes.
But you've never done one?
Well, I think that's a loaded statement. You know, when it comes to legal work for attorneys in Texas, so long as the attorney puts in the work for the diligence and review of the law, you know, most of the stuff is not difficult.
So. Mr. Snyder, let me ask you this. In the contracts that you've looked at for local government entities over the years, are there special nuances that are different than just litigating or against a local government? Are there special nuances that go into those contracts that if you're looking at those contracts, you need to be more familiar with them than just negotiating a normal real estate or procurement contract?
Well, regarding procurement contracts, you cannot indemnify, always put to the extent by law. Regarding procurement contracts, if they're involving construction services for public buildings, if they're over 100,000 or 50,000, you need to get public and performance bonds. That's something that's normally not done in a private contract. You have to get the standard waiver of not support supporting. You support Israel. You do not support terrorists. You do not lobby against gun groups. You have to put those into contracts. In real estate, it's pretty standard for real estate. There's not much difference other than if they try to have you indemnify something, you cannot do that. And there's some other nuances in procurement law that you have to be aware of. And also, you cannot have open-ended contracts. They have to have a finite term. If they don't have a finite term, you have to have a clause saying that there has to be an appropriation clause in the contracts. So that's some of the things off the top of my head on procurement contracts for services. And additionally, if it's over $1 million, they have to put a clause in the contract that they have to give us all documents regarding the contract. It's public information.
And Mr. Aguilar, do you as a normal part of your process, because one of our requirements is that you stay on top of legislative and the legislative process as it pertains to our particular needs for this district and for our district. Is that something that you have extensive experience in doing?
Absolutely. That goes for any lawyer staying above the law. I can give you an example. This past Friday, an opinion came down from the Ninth Court of Appeals, which came down on Thursday.
Microphone, please.
And affected the ruling on Friday. And so that goes for any lawyer. And so
I'm talking about specifically legislation that would apply to any public entity, which would include a special interest district like the hospital district.
Yes, sir. That goes for every single lawyer. Okay. We do that all the time. Like I said, this past Thursday, a special ruling came down from the Ninth Court of Appeals, which affected the court's ruling the next day. So as a matter of just being an attorney in real estate business or construction, our job is to do CLE hours every year, a certain minimum, and to report those to the state bar, whether that's research on new legislation, staying abreast of current law, or opinions that come down. So it's, again, it's every lawyer. It's not just some lawyers.
Okay. Mr. Snyder, how would you answer that question?
It just depends on the area of law. There's specific
This is law. I'm talking about specifically that applies to a public government entity like the hospital district.
Okay. So you have to stay abreast of legislative changes to the Open Meetings Act, Public Records Act, the government code regarding procurement, construction law. You have to look at those changes. The employment law, sometimes there's some changes in that regarding public employees. Election law, you have to be aware of the changes on the election law for election of officers, which this board is elected. So there's certain specific areas that you look at every year when the legislature meets, see how it affects the governmental entities.
Okay, that's it. Basically the rest of it we've covered, so.
Is that everything, Chris?
For now, yeah.
All right. Ms. Inman?
Mr. Aguilar, I'd like to, did you state that you represented a client where a government entity was involved and you represented the client on the other side?
Right, yes. Yeah, so I have sued several government agencies in my tenure. In fact, I have one pending up in Tom Green County right now. And so that happens a lot nowadays in construction because Texas is a very hot state for construction, both commercial and residential. So we are seeing these suits come up against, you know, subdivisions and political entities exponentially because even they don't want to pay. And so that's...
And in that course of that suit, did you become familiar with some of those government-type items that Chris is referencing?
Absolutely. The kind of work is not exactly complex. You know, the government code, you know, has what we call, you know, basic level law. There's nothing complex or super crazy nuances, which, you know, we require a lawyer to bill at $900 an hour. You know, these laws are straightforward. They're meant for the government, by the government, and litigating these cases or even interpreting the law is rather a basic routine thing. It's not, you know, rocket science.
I see. Thank you.
Now, I might one comment.
Cool. Comment?
All I can say, Mr. Aguilar, I've served on MUD boards, and I've served on this board for almost 12 years. I mean, absolutely no disrespect to you whatsoever, but every board I've ever served on, the lawyers that represented the MUD boards and represented this district have had extensive experience in government practice. That's the primary purpose.
Mr. Grice, this is an interview. This is not a speech opportunity for you.
Well,
if you have a question...
Say, and I said it, so listen.
I'm in an interview.
All right, let's go on.
All right. Do we have any other questions?
Yes, I'm just curious, both gentlemen. What has been your approach over your career? More aggressive litigation? Are you more of a negotiation type approach to any case, or we could generalize your whole career?
Thank you. Some people would say that I'm considered a trial lawyer because I go to trial many times during the course of the year. However, the art of being a trial lawyer, no pun intended, is to be able to negotiate and make offers of settlement. My ultimate goal is to avoid my client from being in a lawsuit. And so there are a lot of cases where you reach a settlement before even suit's filed. You have your lawyers, your bad apples out there. And so maybe they don't want to settle, so you're forced to file a suit. But I would say that 98% of my cases do settle. Those cases that I do try are cases which are, quite frankly, a bad mix between a bad client and a bad lawyer. And so that no one's giving way. And so the only way to resolve the case is to try it. And so I am there for the client's needs. If the client desires to settle, then I take that approach. If the client does not desire to settle and desires that a judge make a ruling or a jury make a ruling, then in that case we litigate it.
Mr. Snyder?
Yes, thank you. In regard to private practice, you always try to mediate. You try to settle it. When you get into a jury, you never can predict what a jury does, and I'll echo Art's comments on that. Regarding governmental entities, we are afforded certain affirmative defenses and pleas to our jurisdictions and immunities that sometimes the other side's not aware of. Even then, we try to resolve the differences, even though we feel pretty confident that we're going to win on the affirmative defense or the plea to jurisdiction or immunities. We also, another thing I look at, especially in employment issues, do you really want to go forward or do you just want to do a severance package and just solve it that way and not... And not only in other litigation, well, primarily it's in employment law, but you don't want to waste the governmental entity's time on a two-year lawsuit if you can resolve it with a three-month severance package. So that's the way we handle employment laws for cities. When it comes to construction, many times the other side just doesn't want to, they usually sue the city. And so we analyze the case. You have a private insurance company that will analyze the case for you and instruct you on your liability issues, and they will do a cost analysis. Should we get out of this for X amount of dollars, which is just the cost of the lawsuit, or do you want to defend it? And so, again, it's complex. Many times a city will want to defend a lawsuit just to send a message out there. We have immunity. We're going to go ahead and defend it. But again, my approach is always to try to save the governmental entity money, because it's taxpayers that are paying it. They're funding it. So we always try to do the best we can in saving the taxpayers' money.
Thank you. Hey, I got a quick follow-up question, Mr. Snyder. Do you handle the personnel issues for the hospital district?
No, I do not. You have an attorney for that.
Oh, okay. Any other questions? All righty. I guess we, I make a motion that we accept Mr. Aguilar's application for professional services. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. All opposed?
No.
We have one no. And I didn't hear you, Bob.
I said yes.
Okay. All right, so it passes. Let's see.
I want to thank you all for being allowing to serve the board the past 2.5 years. I appreciate it. It's been a good job. I've enjoyed working with the staff. And I assume that until you have the contract signed with Mr. Aguilar, I will still be acting as counsel. Once Randy notifies me the contract is signed, I'll submit my resignation.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. At this time, I adjourn the meeting. It's 5:47.